Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
I lost the song. Don't kill me. I'm going to take this out in post.
What are you talking about? What song?
The song that you asked for. Hold on.
Oh, God damn it, Shannon. I mean, you know, it's the first day I'm back, and, you know, I already have people calling for me to be removed from this show. after one episode of the Bye Guys, I already have people calling for the removal, and that's fine. I understand, dude. You know, flavor of the month. I get... What have you done for me lately, as they say? You know, and apparently the new combo dream team of Zach and Ian, it can't be fucked with. So, to be honest with you, my days are numbered anyway, Shannon. So, and the reason I believe part of that is because you don't respect me enough to make sure that my intros are clean.
What Tool song is this?
I don't know, but it's the one that my girlfriend in high school used to tell me that the one line made her horny. I'm praying for rain. I'm praying for tidal waves.
Song.
It is.
I hope they play it tonight.
Yeah, we're going to see Tool tonight. That's why I'm playing Tool right now on the show. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, back on the show. I gave the reins to Zach for one day. He had a mutiny. The whole theme of the show was, what has Louis J. Gomez done wrong in your life? And it's fun.
Describing a room full of
mutants. Also, Zach's microphone is not on. Why wouldn't we, Shannon? Why wouldn't we? He's the only funny part of the show.
Right. I'm so sorry. This studio makes me very nervous.
Yeah, you know, Shannon, get on your game.
I got it.
That's good. What a good producer, you know what they do?
Rolls with the punches.
They're ready for anything to be thrown at them.
I'm still ready.
We'll see. Today's going to be a crazy day. Zach D'Amico, I'm happy to be back on the show with you.
I'm happy to have you back.
I know I'm not Ian. I know I can't fucking compete with the little fucking bisexual mongoose. But I am happy to be able to share the studio with you.
You know what? I like sniping. I don't like driving the ship all the time.
It's a lot, right?
Yeah.
It's a lot.
You put yourself through a lot.
I know. It's people don't realize how difficult it is to steer the ship, per se. That's why Opie from Opie Radio, not enough credit. That's what I say. I say he was the whole brains of the fucking ship, baby boys. Okay? But nobody cares. It's like, oh, yeah. Fucking Jim Norton. He's fucking great. Anthony Cumia. They have a dynamic. They're hilarious. Opie's never saying anything funny.
Yeah, but you got to point him in that right direction.
You got to get him on the fucking right track. I've never understood Opie's plight more than I have now.
Have you done Opie's new show? I just was talking to him on Twitter about going in after the holidays.
I did do his new show, and we're trying to get him on Legion of Skanks. I like Opie. I know we fucked with him over the years.
I love Opie. I love all the three of those guys, man.
I threw it out there to him straight up. I was like, dude, what could we possibly do to get an Opie and Anthony reunion at Skankfest at one point? Just like a fucking secret show. You got to be there.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
He didn't respond. But I'll say,
it'll happen, dude.
You got to put it out there. You got to put it into the ether. And that is one of my goals, is to make that reunion happen one day.
Dude,
and
you don't even announce it.
No, you got to be there.
You do it.
Just like Louie, just like Tough Crowd.
Exactly.
Just like we have planned for this year for Houston, the shit that we're not even announcing, the unbelievable shit that we have for Skankfest Houston, March 27th to 29th, at The Secret Group, the number one fucking comedy party in the world, three full days of mayhem. Right now we have, there's going to be about 100 comedians over the course of 3 days, a dozen live podcasts, specialty shows, music, partying, fucking drug abuse. We're announcing everybody December 9th. Or not everybody, a bunch of them December 9th. Everyone who we can announce on December 9th.
Dude, how are we going to do Skankfest shit in a state like Texas, though?
Doggy, we're going to do it quietly. You fucking rats. You fucking stay out. Snitches get stitches. That's what I say. But listen to me. If you guys want to come, there's tickets are going to sell out. There's no doubt about it. We sold out pre-sale in record time this year. Regular tickets go on sale. All access tickets and single day passes go on sale December 9th. Skankfest.net is the website. So make sure you guys go and grab your tickets. Who knows who's going to be there? Maybe some of the guys in this very room might be there. Who knows?
Maybe.
All right, Shannon, turn the music off before we get fucking kicked from YouTube. We're doing it on YouTube today. Thanks for at least do a fade out, Shannon. It's an auditory experience. There's a lot of people that just like that fucking that chop right there. That wasn't good.
It's harder to do it on the side. I don't have the slidey thing.
The slidey thing. This is our fucking producer, executive producer. That's our title here, executive producer.
What are you gonna do?
Hire better people.
You know, we all communicate in our own way. Shannon does a great job. There's nothing wrong with it.
No, Shannon's unbelievable. And the truth is, you can't teach somebody to take abuse the way Shannon does.
I feel like Shannon is Gas Digital.
Yeah.
No offense, Lewis.
We do gaslight her
but,
a lot.
But she is, you know, she is the thread of every podcast here, I feel like.
She is on a lot of podcasts. Almost too many, I've said, Joe. The fact that Shannon has a presence on so many podcasts, it kind of bugs me a little bit.
Yeah, well, you know, don't let it bug you.
You got a new podcast, Joe. What is the new podcast about?
It's Corinne Fisher. It's me and Corinne Fisher. It's not, it's not launched yet. We're kind of recording a bunch, and then we're going to start to release them. But we're going to do it regularly at the Stand, at like much like Legions of Skanks.
Yeah.
And it's live, and it's sort of a town hall-style thing where we take news stories. It's called Without a Country. And we take news stories, and she reads the version of the story from one side of the far-leaning press, and I read it from the other side of the far-leaning press. And then we kind of discuss it. And try to find like some sort of logical, gray, rational area in between, you know? And we do NDA agreements.
Nicotic agreements? You do those while we do those here at the studio. Anybody who's black and has a big dick, we make them sign an agreement that they will not intimidate us with their huge black cocks. Because we have to be alphas here at Gas Digital. That's crazy that you also do that there.
But they come in and they sign the NDAs, and that means, and we do that because for the town hall portion, when the people come up to the mic and talk and give their opinions on these things, we want them to feel safe and that they can just speak freely.
Isn't that crazy that the safe space has now become being able to just say whatever words you want and not have to worry about somebody recording it and trying to take your fucking job for it?
Yeah,
safe space is not, does not mean fucking, you know, trying to fucking not say the words that'll trigger people and hurt people's feelings anymore. That doesn't even really exist, by the way. That thing where people are triggered by words and things, it doesn't actually exist.
Right.
People get themselves worked up. But what does really exist is, yeah, people are afraid. And this is where they say cancel culture doesn't exist. They're like, oh, well, Louis C.K. is still out there headlining theaters. You're like, well, no. Here's where cancel culture exists. Number one, he's not on television. Number two, all of the generation of young comedians that are afraid to say fucking the big words you're not supposed to say on the internet now, and who won't take those chances because you fuckers will come after them. And that is, when you talk about a culture, it is a culture of that is, you're changing the way that comedians and creators are actually thinking and creating because they're afraid of the opportunities that they're going to lose.
Well, it's the same argument that, and this is the argument they use about when it comes down to like racism and stuff like that. They'll say, you know, people, alt-right people will say, there is no Klan anymore. And then these people go, well, yes, there is. It's just not as organized or as identifiable. And it's like, that's true. I agree with that. That Klan does exist. But they're also a Klan of their own now, where they go, cancel culture isn't real. It's like, no, you guys just can't be pinpointed in a room.
Yeah.
We can't get you all together in a room at a meeting like you could, you know, with the Klan in the 60s or whatever. So it's but I'm glad you brought that up, man, because I was having an interesting conversation about this the other night. And what freaks, and this is what me and Corinne's thing is more based on. It's less about words and language, and it's much more about opinions. It's about being able to ask, like one of the stories we did on the inaugural episode was about transsexual women in women's sports, meaning men who have transitioned into women.
Did you see the South Park they just did on it?
No. Was it awesome?
Oh, that's what I thought you were going into.
No, that sounds awesome, though.
Awesome. Now, look, here's the thing. South Park, to be honest with you, they're not as funny as they are at delivering a message now. They nail the message always now, and it's fucking great.
Right.
But it just, it lacks the laugh out loud funny that it used to have, because I didn't think it was a hilarious episode, but it was fucking pretty great.
I mean, dude, they've been doing it for, what, 18 years?
Yeah.
It's like the fact that they're still making interesting programming is impressive. You know what I mean? But, I mean, here's the thing. It's like, anyway, we did it. That was one of the stories we covered. And we wanted people to feel comfortable just saying, like, just asking questions about the discussion in that. Because now if you went on Twitter and you asked questions via tweets or whatever, or went on the internet and wrote a blog that questioned either side of this thing. That's when cancel culture kicks in.
You can't take like a female trans athlete, like a male to female trans athlete, and then tweet out a picture and be like, "What the fuck is this?" Which is my instinct, be like, "Ew, what the fuck is this?"
Yeah, when you see like a girls' lacrosse team and one of them is 6'4".
Yeah,
I saw
a fucking volleyball player on the airplane the other day who was, this bitch was 6'6". She was blonde. She had to be a fucking Olympian. There's no way they build a bitch like this to not be a fucking Olympic volleyball player.
Like, have you seen Brock Lesnar's daughter?
Yeah, she's a big bitch. Yeah, right.
Brock Lesnar with a wig.
Yeah,
I try to speak as respectfully about it as possible, as I do with all.
I'm speaking extraordinarily respectful about these monsters. I would have fucked that blonde bitch in a heartbeat. She was like, "Fuck, ooh, so hot." Volleyball players. That's a topic we're going to do right now, Shannon.
One of the things.
Yeah, that's Brock Lesnar's daughter.
You think?
One of the things I brought up was the during our discussion was.
Does it bother you that she has bigger shoulders than you, DeRosa?
Yeah, of course it does.
When you see that, you're like, "God damn it, that's what
of
I could be."
Of course it does. I'm a little wavy man with A cups. I mean, you know. But no, I mean, like, one of the things I brought up in the Corinne and with the Corinne on our podcast was about, like, there was that video that went viral of the trans woman at GameStop.
Yeah,
and
the kid kept saying "sir" because he was nervous.
Wasn't she back in the news recently,
dude? But here's the thing: like, she starts punching, and this is what I mean about like being able to just speak a little more freely off the record about stuff. She starts punching shit in the GameStop, knocking over. And I said, and I have a joke about this in my act too, but I go, that's dude shit.
Yeah,
let's stop pretending. Like, some of these trans women don't still do dude shit.
Of course.
They do dude shit. Women don't fucking knock over displays.
Yeah, well.
They don't do it.
You've never been to the hood. Black women will fucking, they're very.
I've lived in Harlem and Brooklyn, and I've lived all over the city. I've seen black chicks get mad in delis or whatever else. They'll get fucking attitude. They'll get screamy. They'll get pointy.
Yeah.
All right, they'll get in your face, but what they don't start doing is Hulk Hogan shit, knocking over like the Wise chips display.
That's what I did. One time I knocked over an entire can. You know how they have like the, it's like basically a plastic container that sits on top of the counter, and then the candy bars go into the slots of the plastic container. So it's plastic, it's a regular plastic counter, and then a smaller, like almost display case for candy bars. I knocked over this is when I was maybe 23 years old, 22 years old. I knocked over, maybe even younger, an entire thing of them. And the reason it's crazy. I will be honest, this is crazy, okay? So it was a failed scam, and I was wrong. I'll admit it. I was 100% wrong here, okay? Right. So, Boost.
You should do a drop of you saying that. I've never heard you say that.
No, I've come a long way.
I never heard you say those words.
I wasn't wrong, and I'll tell you why, because people will understand this, okay? And this is, I actually, they just posted about me on the DoorDash Reddit. Did you see that?
No.
DoorDash is a subreddit, which I guess is just like disgruntled DoorDash drivers. They go to the subreddit all the time.
That's hilarious.
And they posted a thing, and it says, you gotta pull it up, Shannon. It's so fucking funny because there's like 50 comments of just DoorDash drivers being like, "This guy is the fucking worst." And it says comedian and something. I really wish it's on the Legion of Saints subreddit too, the actual title of the article, so you could probably find it from there, Shannon. Comedian and cheapskate Louis J. Gomez gripes about his DoorDash driver when in fact he himself is the asshole.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I love it.
I mean, that's like, you know, that's me in a nutshell.
I love it.
Right there. So the point there, okay, or the point that I'm making is that the person that I'm being an asshole to is also being an asshole. And because I'm a liar and they don't know the full picture, they're actually being more of an asshole.
All right.
So why did you knock over this candy?
So, all right. So Boost Mobile used to have to buy these like prepaid cards, okay? And what you would do is you would load your minutes onto your Boost Mobile phone.
Oh, boy, you are Puerto Rican, aren't you?
Yeah, dude. This is fucking... This is some Puerto Rican shit, dude. I must have been 20, maybe. I mean, this is before I was doing stand-up comedy. This is when I was a fucking street kid, right?
How sad is the thought, I got to make a call, let me go to the deli real quick.
Well, here's what happened.
Yeah.
Because it's just shoddy technology.
It cuts to Lewis with a hoagie roll up to his ear. Hello? That's deli humor.
Maybe one out of every 10 Boost Mobile cards you'd go to load on your phone.
Burns his ear with a panini press.
Yeah. This isn't a phone! Why are there buttons on it and it's not a phone?
No. So one out of every 10 cards would load and not actually load the money into your card. So you'd scratch the number off, and then you'd have to go fucking... Now, usually you'd just be able to argue with the deli owner to give you back the money, and you don't have to call Boost Mobile. You know, you just be like, give me another fucking card. That's crazy, right? And they know it happens. So...
Can I guess? You knew that happened, so you scratched the number off.
So now every time... I mean, I always just do that. Like, I was basically getting two Boost Mobile cards for the price of one almost every time. But the point is, if they start fucking arguing with you about it, you'd be like, dude, no, it actually does happen. And they know it happens. So that's how I got myself worked up. So it didn't really happen. The money loaded onto my phone, but then I pretended it didn't load onto my phone. I said, hey, do you got to give me another card? And it was like, no, you got to call Boost Mobile. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, dude, the fucking... And then I just... In my head, like, he was actually wronging me. That's the anger that I felt, was that he actually wasn't going to give me my money for my card that I had wasted, even though I'm stealing from him. But I was able to get there mentally and get to the place where I was justifying the anger, so much so that we're arguing back and forth, and yeah. I grabbed the candy bar display and I slid it off the counter, and just 1,000 candy bars flew all over the fucking store.
What was his reaction to that?
He's like, oh, no, no, pick up my candy bars.
Fair enough.
And then I ran out, and I was like, you fucking piece of shit, rip me off. And then I walked around the corner, and I was like, what is wrong with me?
Dude.
He didn't rip me off.
Listen, I haven't gone that far as to throw a candy bar display over, but I have abso-fucking-lutely, we both have that Larry David thing.
Yeah.
There's that, like, one of my favorite things ever on Curb Your Enthusiasm is when he lies that his dad died to get out of something.
Yeah.
And then the guy's like, I don't believe you. And then Larry David's like,
that's crazy.
He called me a liar. He said I was lying. And he goes,
you are lying.
And he goes, I don't appreciate the insinuation that I'm a liar.
It doesn't matter. He's like, right though. Yeah, How does he know?
Yeah, exactly. So I have that too. I just did that I went back to Nordstrom Rack. I bought a shirt and I wore it for 3 days and then I didn't want it anymore. And I brought it back. Dude, I slept in it one night, and then I brought it back, and the tag obviously was detached, and they were like, sorry, we can't take it back. The tag's taken off, and I go, I didn't take the tag off. The tag fell off in the store, which was a lie.
Of course.
And they go, well, it's not our policy. And she goes, I'll ask the assistant manager. And he came over, and he's like, sir, the tag's off. I'm not taking it back. And I go, listen, man, the tag came off in the store. It's not my fault, dude.
Yeah.
And he goes, the back of the receipt says... we don't take items back unless the tags are attached. And I go, why would I read the back of the receipt?
That's weird because the cashier never gave me the receipt.
Yeah, I did almost exactly that. I go, why would I read the back of this receipt? And he goes, if you wanted to return it. I go, why would I have wanted to return it? I don't know why I wanted to return it. And why didn't your cashier tell me what the return policy was? I start blaming. Because I know there's no chain of whatever. They can't, like, nobody's going to get in trouble.
Yeah.
And then finally, I made such a stink. Finally, he's like, I'll do it this one time.
Yeah.
But I got real, like, how dare you insinuate that I did exactly what I did with this?
I'm a fucking lunatic. I got almost turned down recently for my Starbucks scam. They're probably onto me. Because, in fact, General, check out, see if we're going to have any Scam That Jew scams. Because I don't think Duros has ever been involved with a Scam That Jew segment on the show. And it is really fun. See if we have any new ones that are in there. realassofficial@gmail.com. If you guys want to be involved with the Scam That Jew segment, have your opportunity to win a very exclusive Scam That Jew t-shirt. The only way to win that t-shirt is to send in a winning scam. I'm going to tell you right now, there's very few people in the world who have a Scam That Jew t-shirt, and it's very extremely exclusive. So send in your scam, something easy to get away with, to realassofficial@gmail.com.
Are there people that will actually wear a t-shirt that says Scam That Jew?
It says Scam That, and then there's a big nose on the back. Oh. So it's implied.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. All right. And it's not anti-Semitic. It's actually pro-Israel. We're the Jews. Scam That, Jew. Like, hey, Jew, go get that scam, baby boy.
Oh, it is.
It's pro-Israel.
Is it really, or is it you just do it that way to make people? Is this a scam? You scamming me with the meaning of the shirt right now?
Scam That Joe.
Scam That Joe.
You're fucking Kaiser Sose, man. I don't know what's real and what's not with you.
So, Yeah, no, so, yeah, I'm the same thing, and I do have a Larry David quality in me, but people have to understand, it's like, you know, they're fucking, you gotta go out there, you gotta take what you can get in this life. You can't wait for it. There was a guy who tweeted out that he needed a kidney. Did you see that story, Shannon? I retweeted this guy. He was at a football game or something, and he holds up a sign that says, I need a kidney, and he put his phone number on it. See if he could find that. And I was like, fuck yeah, dude, I'll retweet that. Good for you, dude. You need a fucking kidney, get out there.
Yeah, yeah.
And then some people, one guy tweeted, be like, hey, dude, I can't support this. There's thousands of people that need kidneys. There's a list, and it's based off of priority. It's based off of who's going to die soon.
Who's Jewish or not.
Yeah, who's white. This is the black guy, too, by the way. This fucking guy. And then he's like, you know, why, you know, I can't support you cutting in line. And then, or he's like, why would I support you cutting in line or something like that? And I tweeted back at that guy. I was like, yeah, dude, because he's fucking stepping up and trying to make it happen. I don't know. You got kids. He's out there at a fucking football game getting on TV with a sign. He's posting. He's reaching out to people. Yeah, I need a kidney. He's zero positive.
Yeah. I'll support this guy.
He also looks like Black Santa Claus.
He does look like a jolly man.
Yeah.
That is a jolly beard. I appreciate that he's out there, like, still going to games and shit and having a good time.
Yeah, I feel like if you want something in life, why put your name on a list and then fucking cross your fingers or pray to some imaginary spirit in the sky? Go out there and try to make it fucking happen. Well, if I needed a kidney, we would be doing fucking ad reads for kidneys on this show weekly, okay? Use promo code RAP and you could donate me a kidney.
If you needed a kidney, Harrington would be in a bathtub full of ice right now.
I would fucking, I think I just want to take Harrington's kidney just in case somebody needs a kidney at one point.
Send it to this guy?
Is it the kidney? You have two kidneys.
Yes, you have two kidneys.
Okay, so I get it. You can live with liver. One. You live with one, and then if your liver like regenerates, right? So you can take a piece of a liver, and then it'll fucking grow.
A liver can regenerate to an extent. If once you have cirrhosis, it can't.
I feel like my fan base would donate organs to me.
I think they would too. I think they would steal organs for you. You have a very devoted fan base.
They really would, and that's very sweet. This is why I fucking appreciate my fans. Because if I needed a fucking liver or a kidney, one way or another, legal or not, I would have a liver or a kidney.
You have the kind of fans where, like, if you started complaining about a girlfriend, one of them would show up here and be like, it's all taken care of.
I know.
You'd be like, wait, what? No, 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 no.
Just hands me your finger.
Yeah. You're like, no, 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 no.
You got to be careful what you say sometimes.
Yeah. You got some real throw mama from the train fans.
Good, and I like that. I appreciate the fucking hardcore of the hardcore fans, okay?
Speaking of which,
fans are more valuable than anybody else's fans. I don't give a shit if somebody has fucking five times the Twitter following as me. Each one of my guys are worth 10 times more than what they're worth.
We never got to this 2 weeks ago in my second week appearance on Legion of Skanks in the last true.
Three weeks in a row, Joe DeRosa on Legion of Skanks. He's literally banned for 2 years.
Only two complaints that I saw, which
was
nice.
It's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad at all. But wait, I asked you this at the very end of 2 weeks ago. What I didn't know what they were talking about. I saw like it was like two or three tweets where somebody was like, Lewis, have you forgiven Joe for his betrayal? I don't, what were they talking about?
Who's your betrayal?
I don't remember Joe being.
Did Joe betray me at all? He would never.
Traitorous?
I don't remember. Maybe it was because I had
a different Joe.
No, no, no. It was because you were plugging like Joe's on the show tomorrow, and then somebody was like, "Really? You forgave him?" Maybe it was because I had to cancel. And they were like making a joke about when I had to cancel and reschedule.
I don't know, but yeah, I do hold grudges.
I know you do.
And it's not even that I hold a grudge. I just sort of make a decision at one point. I was like, all right, that person's in or out. And I don't really say anything. There are people that are in my world regularly just floating around, buzzing around, and they are so out. They're out, and they have no idea. They're just fucking out. There's a line drawn out. I was like, okay, they're on that fucking side of the line. And I'm even saying it now because I know that they're listening, and I want them to think, is it me? Is he talking about me right now? Zach's thinking it right now. Shannon's thinking it right now. They're all thinking it.
You know who's not thinking it?
Joe fucking DeRosa. That's why you're in, baby boy. I like that confidence. I like confident people.
I would hope that after 18 years of friendship, you would fucking tell me if you had a problem.
No, come on, Doug. I'm kidding. I wear my heart on my sleeve. If I have a problem, I have to say it, and I have to say it in a long form text.
Oh, I know. I've seen over and over again.
I don't have the. If I'm angry, if I'm upset, if I have anything, it's literally I have to get it out immediately, and I have to just say it. Shannon, wrong or right? I don't. I don't fucking. I don't.
hold anything inside.
No, it's true. I was actually expecting one of those long form texts after the show that you missed.
No, you dirty bitch. Don't worry. No, Zach got it. Don't worry about it. Zach got his long form text. Fucking cocksucker. Oh, gripes with Lewis. Oh, really? Really, Zach? You fucking piece of shit. Gripes with Lewis. Zach, who literally can just come to me at any point and go, hey, dude, can we talk about money? Can I? Can we do some business thing? Is there anything, literally anything that he wants, he can just come to me. And I couldn't imagine myself ever saying, no, let's not give that a shot. You want an opportunity to make more money, do some other thing. Always. But no, instead just bring it up when Lewis isn't around.
Okay.
Bring up the gripes when Lewis isn't around. Instead of off air when Lewis is around, be like, hey, dude, could we make that work? I would love that.
You owed everyone in the room money.
That's not true. I owe nobody money. I don't owe
you
money.
You owed Nate money. You owed Chris from Brooklyn money.
Oh, for drugs?
I love this. I love it that you're like, you could just come and talk to me. And he goes, all right, you owed everybody in the room money. You go, I didn't fucking owe anybody money.
That's not true. I don't owe Chris for money.
You,
Chris's gripe was that I didn't buy him drinks back when he buys drinks, which is psychotic.
Oh, my God, that's so funny. Snake Dick comics in the Skankfest bag.
What'd you say?
The Snake Dick comics that went in the Skankfest bag.
What was that?
And then Nate, you hired to edit the trailer for your special. You didn't use it, so you never paid him.
Hold on. I'll make this point, actually. This is a good point. Nate has never brought that up to me one time ever. And if Nate had said, hey, dude, you owe me money for a trailer editing, he would have just gotten paid for it. I don't know. I literally don't know that. Here's what people don't understand. The amount of fucking shit that I have going on with Skankfest, Gas Digital, the podcast merch, the ad sales side, my own stand-up career, my 7-year-old child that I'm raising, a tour that I'm doing right now, the amount of fucking things. If you're not ready to take care of your business, if you think I'm going to micromanage that's the thing from a year ago. Literally, you're talking about something from a year ago, something that he edited for me. I don't even remember him editing something for me. Let me explain to you. I don't remember him even editing it, but I also trust that none of the people in my world would ever lie to me and would ever try to rip me off, right? So if he said to me, hey, dude, you owe me $100 for this thing, he would just be paid for it.
Why don't you just do invoices?
I'm fucking retarded. I don't handle any of the money shit. So if we do something through Gas Digital, we go straight to the accountant. I don't think about it. I don't look at the money because it's too much for me. It gives me anxiety. So if in this,
I owe so many people money.
No, but I mean, that's the truth. That for Nate to bring that up, or even Chris from Brooklyn, Snake Dick Comics from 2 years ago at Skankfest, I have no idea what Chris is talking about. But all he would have to do is call me up and be like, hey, dude, you owe me $80 for these comic books, and I'd give it to him, or $100 or whatever it is. And it's the same thing with you. The same exact fucking thing with you. I just feel like, if you, the gripe that you brought up, which is a real gripe, and I get this, you said, I get a third of the revenue from Real Ass Podcasts, but when we have an expenditure on the show, it's just split down the middle. It comes off the top. Now, there's two thoughts to that. It's production for the show, and the production for the show comes out of what the show makes, and then we split what's left over. I wouldn't stick to that. I don't give a shit. It's not enough money for me to argue, so I would say, all right, cool, that makes sense, dude. Just pay a third. I would also just give you half the money that the show makes at this point. When we made the deal that you were getting a third of what the show made, you were going on the road a lot to film these things. You were doing the trauma movies. You weren't really committed to promoting the show the same way. It wasn't really your thing. It was my thing. And you were kind of coming in as just sort of a secondary thing. And it was sort of a side thing for you. But at this point, you've grown and you're such a big part of the show that I would in a heartbeat give you half the money that the show makes. I didn't even remember that you only made a third of the money. Just an FYI. I'm not considering that. You need to take care of your business.
I did. I brought it up on the air.
That's ridiculous. You don't need to bring it up on the air, though. You can come to me aside and go, hey, dude, like, can we rework out this deal? Or this is something that I think is not fair. And then I will go every single time, oh, of course, dude. I fucking love you. I want to
know that.
But it's ridiculous that you'd bring it up on the air without me, you piece of shit.
Do you guys want input from me, or I'll just stay out of it?
Give me input.
I'm a little scared to jump in.
Don't jump in, please.
I think maybe you're a great dude, Lewis, but you're a little intense. I don't know if you're aware of that. You're a little intense. So you say a lot of shit on the air. So they probably
Shannon, that was the perfect time for the rape drop, and you just fucking sat there.
Rape! So my point is maybe they brought it up on the air because they thought that was like the safest space to get your attention and discuss it with.
Nobody fucking really thought that. Zach, be honest about that. Did you believe that you couldn't come to me off air and have a conversation with me about money?
Is there any validity to what I said? Just said right now.
if I didn't bring it up in front of people, that's what, yeah, we'll talk about it next week. I got 85 phone calls to make.
That's not true. You would literally just say, hey, dude, I want to have a conversation about anytime. And this, anybody, can somebody get my back on this? Because that's what...
I'm not getting your back. What, you got a ton... Listen, what you have done with this place, with the operation, I've been so complimentary to you so many times. You know how highly I think... I find it so incredibly impressive, this entire operation. It's I couldn't... I can't do shit like that. I don't know how to do it. It's amazing to me. I'm getting your back on that side of it, but also understand sometimes the employees start to feel like there's only a certain way to approach something because of maybe the vibe or whatever, and they don't mean harm by it. They just mean this might be the best way to do it.
And yes, going in hindsight, I'd much rather I had done it that way.
And
right.
I agree, just so you know, a fucking lesson for you. You know, in my mind, I said that. I had a conversation with somebody else about this, and I was like, I would just give Zach half the money at this point. I didn't even realize Zach wasn't even making half the money. I didn't remember the deal we made literally years ago. This is a deal that's fucking years old at this point. I don't look at things like that. But you got to look out for yourself, because you should have come to me. I shouldn't have to go to you and be like, I'll give you half the money. I'll give you half the revenue for the podcast. You should be coming to me and saying, hey, dude, I've been doing this for a while. We've had the same deal for a while. I'm doing it 3 times a week now. I'm more committed to the show. Can we work out a better deal for me? That's something that not, and this is the fucking point where I say, yeah, this is why I'm fucking awesome, because I'm still doing that. Even though I was annoyed that you brought it up on the air, I'm still coming back to you and going like, well, let me give you a better deal because I love you and I want you to feel appreciated. Even though you're a fucking asshole and you should have just brought it up to me. That's the point that I'm making.
I think ultimately you guys are going to end up in the right place.
No,
I just think the road there is a little rocky. You could leave out the part of I'm awesome.
No, I am awesome. Look, I am awesome.
We all know you think you're awesome.
I am awesome.
And some of us think you're awesome. But you don't have to say it in a moment like this.
No, I am. I'm just fucking saying that's why I'm awesome. It's a very clear-cut reason why I'm the fucking shit. I would right. Here's what hurt my feelings about it. Because, look, it's half a bit. And I called in. It was funny. The reason I called in and made it funny and was doing it as that way because I understand what it is. But what bothered me about it is I feel like my friends who know me best... they shouldn't be spouting the narrative that I'm trying to get one over on my friends. Yeah. Because I've never in a million years, maybe I'm a fucking idiot, maybe I'm adult, but don't fucking, there's no part of me that's fucking greedy. Me and Ralph, literally, with this company, we invest everything we make off of Gas Digital back into the company, every single dime. Me and Ralph make almost no money off of actual Gas Digital because we're just constantly reinvesting back into the technology, the talent, the producers, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And it's a lot. There's a lot of overhead here. I don't think people realize what it takes. People are like, oh, dude, you guys are just... The money that I make comes off of me hosting my shows and off of doing stand-up. That's where I make all of my revenue. But I just didn't fucking... It just sort of was like... I was like, okay, well, I understand that it's half a bit, but people that are listening aren't... Because that's what I... There was a Reddit thread that I responded to, and people were like, oh, Zach seems really pissed and Lewis is ripping him off from the mic. I was like, is the narrative that I'm ripping fucking Zach off, or is the narrative that I've been trying to help you out literally since I've known you?
Well, that thread was specifically about merch.
Yeah.
Which you've given me none of. Ever.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but once again, you brought this up to me.
Yes.
You brought this up to me, and I said, shit, I didn't realize it because it's on one single PayPal. I didn't realize that I was... And the merch revenue...
By the way, I agree with you that the on-air narrative is a bad thing.
Yes.
I totally agree with you there.
And I apologize.
You don't need to apologize.
I'm saying I see the middle ground with you guys. Them doing it on air as a narrative is a bad thing, but I also understand that them the instinct that they thought like, oh, this is a good way to get
it was
just
a
out
fuck,
in front of
I
them.
Thought it was a. I and thought they I were doing it as a bit. I don't think that they were trying to get it genuinely out in front of
I
me.
I also understand why you were pissed about it, but I also get, you know, like...
No,
you know.
I think that... with the merch... Once you brought that up to me, I was like, oh, shit, I didn't realize you weren't getting a cut of the merch. I was like, I'll retroactively give you anything you've ever made. We sell maybe 4 or 5 pieces of merch a month on this show. This is not a lot of money we're talking about. We're talking about fucking $30 a month. This isn't anything crazy here in terms of what I would owe you. I just feel like anything that we do business-wise can be brought up off-air, and I would always be responsive. I would never just say, oh, sorry, Zach, fuck you. I'm not gonna take care of you. And I've never done that in the past.
I'd say that to Zach.
Well, I should say
I don't even have a money agreement with him. That's just how I feel.
I should say that to Zach. But I'll also say, Zach, I'm probably not going to bring up to you the fact that I'm willing to just split the revenue on the show evenly with you. And I'll forget that we even had this conversation. And a year from now,
don't give me shit because you didn't come and proactively make sure that that happened. Because that's your fucking, you gotta, this is, it's all of our fucking lives. I and this, it goes across the board. It goes with the production staff. It goes for everybody, dude. Nobody, this is not slave labor. We all fucking work. We all hustle. We all do our fucking thing. If it's not worth it, nobody has to do it. I would, if anybody that I work with, literally anybody on this staff or anybody that I work with host-wise, if anybody came to me and said, hey, dude, I want to either more money, a better experience, whatever it is, I would always try to make that happen, no matter what. I would do whatever I could do to make that happen because everybody on, there's nobody here that I believe isn't worthwhile and we shouldn't have on the staff and we shouldn't try to fucking bend over to make it happen.
Right, right.
And everyone should know that they can have a conversation with me.
Right.
And I think that's the case with fucking Shannon as well. Luckily, Shannon and Nate fucking really bit their tongues nicely during that segment.
Everything that I said is stuff that I've said to you many times. And I know, like, with money with you, that is, I've worked for you for over 3.5 years now. And I know that your mind is kind of in a million places. So if you owe me money, I just harass you until you pay me.
I owed Shannon money. And then I overpaid Shannon. And then this honest bitch today, she was like, hey, dude, you actually didn't owe me that money. I owe you money now. So that's this relationship that me and Shannon have. And we've only fucked like 12 times.
But it was a great 12.
Yeah, it was fucking awesome. No, I wasn't even going to bring this up on the show. I don't even know how we got there. Well, but
I actually think we got somewhere.
What?
I think we got somewhere with it.
I think we got some, but we would have gotten there with one fucking simple conversation in the courtyard while we smoked some weed.
Listen, I'm your friend. You've established that point.
Fucking snake dick comic books. I told Chris from Brooklyn that I'd buy a snake dick comic book so he could. He fucking hustled me into buying his dumb comic book to include in the gift bags for the Skankfest comedians. Like, anybody wanted the snake dick fucking comic book.
What's a snake dick comic book? Exactly.
The fuck do I owe Chris from Brooklyn for a snake dick comic book? I hate him. I'm bringing this up to him on his show tomorrow. What are you gonna say,
Jeff? We're on it together.
Nothing.
Are we?
Yes.
Oh, we're gonna really have some fucking gripes.
Nothing. It's past the point.
It's past the point.
It's all good.
It's past the point. You guys got there, so let it go. That's it.
Any other gripes, anyone? Any other gripes? What do I owe Nate for his fucking editing of a trailer 2 years ago for?
He's doing Malice right now. I can't ask him.
Can you just ask him what I owe him so he can just make sure he has that money today? Because I don't wanna owe everyone in the fucking world money.
He said $400.
$400? No way! No way!
He said that's what you promised him.
That horseshit! I mean, yeah, it's not coming from me, you know, right? I just go Skankfest, pay him.
It's not coming from him. It's from Skankfest.
So just, yeah, send me an email and you got it.
He said, no, it was your trailer for your special.
Oh, for my special?
Yeah.
Fuck. Well, it's not coming from me. It's really not. It's coming from the production budget for the special. I don't lie. It's sitting there. The money's just sitting. Oh.
He said he stayed up till 4 a.m. working on it.
Ask him why he's never brought it up to me since.
By the way, is Jordan Peterson in the other room?
He doesn't know. Tell him that it would probably, ask him, wouldn't it probably be better to just shoot me an email about it instead of bringing it up on air?
Oh, he also said he's not really angry about it. And he only brought it up because we were doing gripes.
Okay. Well, guess what?
Guess what?
You're fired. You're fired.
Guess what? That should be a new segment. Guess what?
Gripe! Gripe! It's a new segment. Gripe, gripe with Lewis.
No, guess what?
Guess what? Fine.
Yeah. Call it that.
Guess the news. Guess the Jews.
No, guess what?
Guess the Jews. Our
stop
new segment.
Fucking it up! It's what? A good title! Guess what?
I'm sick of it. I'm sick of the lack of fucking loyalty. The fact that it would be anything, but Lewis is a fucking generous
dude. We all
good dude.
Went around and said a good thing about you at the end.
Everybody is loyal, but your loyalty gets into, like, casualties of war loyalty at some point. Like, you better go in there and fuck her, or we're going to kill you. It's like, dude, I support you guys. I just don't want to do this.
All right, gents, let's take a quick second and talk about Mr. Alpha, which is, I mean, honestly, when I read the name Mr. Alpha, I was like, oh
this is addressed to me.
This is the perfect, it's the perfect gift for this show, or the perfect product for this show. We're alpha motherfuckers on this show, doggy. We're real ass dudes. We're bad motherfuckers. And Mr. Alpha is basically a one-stop shop for bad motherfuckers. Okay, it's a lifestyle brand for the modern man. Check out MrAlpha.com. That's MRALPHA.com because they make it easy to look and feel great. They have apparel, nutritional products, hair care products, everything you need to stay ahead of the pack. Okay. I love the apparel. Really, really high-end apparel. Feels really, really fucking comfortable. This, once again, great holiday gift if you're looking for something for a man in your life. Great skincare products. I've been using the moisturizer, the anti-aging moisturizer for the face, the eye repair serum. I used to have bags under my eyes. I walked in the other day. Shannon was like, what happened to the bags under your eyes? I was like, I checked those bags, baby, with MrAlpha.com. Okay? Right now, go to MrAlpha.com, and if you use the promo code RAP20, you save 20% off your entire order. Once again, that's RAP20 at MrAlpha.com. Save 20% off your order, and go buy some shit. All right, let's get back into it.
Dude, I've been watching that show, Snowfall, and it's, I mean, it makes me want to be a gangster so fuck. I just want to sell crack and have a gun.
What is so badly. What is Snowfall?
It's just about the start of the crack epidemic in the 80s.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
So good, dude. It's like, just imagine fucking Breaking Bad with a little bit of an urban flavor. It's fucking, it's so good.
That's how I felt watching the Wu-Tang show. I love the Wu-Tang. It's awesome. But it's so good that you're like, you could take the Wu-Tang shit out of this. This would just be an awesome, like, street crime show.
Yeah.
It's fucking awesome. The music stuff is very much the backdrop to, like, what their lives were.
$400? He didn't do a good job with the trailer. The reason I didn't use it was because it wasn't great.
Do you see why they don't feel they can come talk to you?
That was crazy.
he said you didn't watch it and make notes. You just had him do it and then didn't.
No,
it
came back too late and it wasn't, you know, it wasn't just what I wanted. It's fine. He'll be paid.
He said he'll be paid.
He'll be paid.
He'll be paid.
That sounds like code for something.
Oh, no, he doesn't want it, really. He'll be paid. Don't worry.
I'll take it. I could use it.
Darrell's gonna use
the
cash.
Yeah, fuck, man. I rented a new apartment today. I'm fucking flat out.
Oh, he said he doesn't want me to have it, though.
Oh, see, you know, that's the other thing people realize. Like, I personally don't owe anybody money. These are my companies, okay?
You Trump cocksucker. You Donald Trump fucking piece of shit.
It's true. I don't fucking...
This is how motherfuckers stay rich. This is how it works.
Wait, is this why I get paid every month from a Ukrainian lady?
Yes. This is how it works. This is why I laugh when people are like, I think Trump's a fucking moron, but I laugh when people are like, he's not even a good businessman. He always declares bankruptcy. It's like, he's an excellent businessman.
Of course, the best
That's what
play,
you do.
The best move is to declare bankruptcy. Yes. That's why he's staying rich, you morons. He's gone bankrupt 70 times.
These
like,
fucking
right.
pieces of shit. This is what they do to keep these businesses going.
Well, listen, because the only, you know, the only fucking experience these people have with fucking money is literally board games like Monopoly or fucking Life. So they hear bankrupt and they're like, oh my God, your world is over. How many times has Donald Trump fucking fallen from grace?
Right.
But it's just, yeah, dude, these are companies and, you know, I have limited liability here. Yeah, dude, the production company owes Nate money for editing work. I would really get after them, Nate. Fucking scumbags, doggy. Get after
him. Lewis's office is four piggy banks on a shelf. And one says production company. He's like, you better talk to the production company, dude.
I'm going to have to take Jew Rape LLC to small claims court.
Doggy, I'm telling you right now. And yeah, I mean, the Snake Dick comics from 2 years ago, Skankfest, Depraved Laughter LLC, get after them.
What were the, please, can you show me what the, I got to take these headphones off, it's too hot. Okay. What were the Snake Dick comics? Can you show me like
I don't
a picture?
No, can I get you the remote there, though, and I'll turn the AC on.
Oh, okay.
And Shannon, if we could just get me a coffee at one point, that'd be fucking phenomenal.
Francis is getting it for you. Yeah. Sorry. How does Joe want his coffee?
Thank you.
Joe, how do you want your coffee?
Black, please. Just a little, like an ice cube or two in it if you have them. Okay. Or some water.
Ice cube or
so
two.
It's not, it's too hot. Like when you don't put anything in it, it doesn't cool off.
All right, Joe. It's weird.
It's not weird.
A little weird.
Drink black coffee straight out of that fucking thing. You're going to burn the skin off the roof of your mouth.
Yeah.
What is Snake Dick? What is it?
It was a comic book that Chris from Brooklyn
he wrote.
Wrote.
And then he somehow convinced me to fucking buy it from him to put it in our.
Was that like a superhero called Snake Dick?
I don't even know, dude. But all I know is that he hasn't brought it up to me since, and I owe money for fucking snake dick. All he's got to do is shoot me an email. And then I forward it to over to Christine and Rebecca, and then they forward it to an offshore account, and somehow that money gets into his bank account. Okay?
Oh, that's so funny.
Tell me. I'm the most trustworthy person any of you guys know. If there's one person that you motherfucker... Shannon, if you make that fucking face again, I will spit down your fucking throat. I'm the... Who is more trustworthy than me, Shannon?
A lot of people.
Name.
You've told me so many times that I do the wrong thing by telling the truth. You advocate for lying and for scamming. I don't think you're the most trustworthy person.
Shannon, first of all, I advocate for getting ahead in life, okay? And everyone is lying and scamming in life. So are you fucking the person walking through life just being completely honest about everything?
I try.
Are you the person getting ahead? This is why you work for me for $140 a week, okay,
but,
Shannon?
But I'm trustworthy.
Well, you know what, Shannon? You need to get a little bit of fucking rattlesnake venom in you.
I had it. I'm good.
She loved it. She's a fucking love that venom. Just... She used to spit it on her own tits, lick it off. It's her favorite thing to do.
All right, and you were upset that they brought up the money on the air.
Come on, bro. I'm just saying, you got to just fucking, you know. Frank, who's more trustworthy than me? Name one person.
Thank you, Frank. I can't.
See? That's why fucking Frank will go far in life.
Frank's bringing you coffee right now.
Yeah, but you know what? It starts here, but guess what?
What?
Next thing he's on second chair. Then all of a sudden, oh, he's first chair. That's weird. Shannon's on vacation. Oh, no. Frank's spitting my cum all over his own chest.
But if I can go on vacation, that'd be cool.
I was actually thinking about setting up a fucking retreat for Gas Digital employees, but I guess...
Fun.
Oh, it would be so much fun, but you know what, Lewis? He's just a greedy fucking tyrant.
I didn't say greedy.
Oh, what'd you say?
I said untrustworthy.
Listen, trust me when I tell you this. Everybody would rather have the money than go play paintball with the team.
No, just, I want to...
We're doing team building exercises.
Yeah.
Trust falls.
Yeah, I've worked on TV shows where they do that. I'm like, really, God? Just give us a fucking $200 bonus. No, I don't want to go fucking jump in a bouncy castle with you.
I want to rent a villa in the Caribbean for the team and just get fucking crazy.
Okay.
One of us will die of drugs. How much fun will that be?
I love it. Who do you think will die?
Me.
Nate or Zach?
Yeah.
Zach's definitely going to
die. You know what I like about Zach? I like a lot of things about Zach. I like his horror movie interest. I like that he does stuff with trauma. But I do like the way you dress because you... Like, if I wore that pink hat, I would just be trashed out of the city. You know what I mean? Like, I would never hear the fucking end of it. But I like that you wear everything together in a way where you're like, yeah, I know what it is, and I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? Like,
I'll take that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so you. Like, I couldn't, like, if Lewis was wearing a pink hat, we would make, you know what I mean? If I was wearing a pink hat, we'd make fun of each other all day.
If I was wearing a pink hat, first of all, Joe, don't make me prove that I will just start making people wear pink hats like me. I'm a leader. I'm a trendsetter.
Okay? But do you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying, but it's true
I'm saying me too if I also wore a pink hat.
It's true for most others.
If either of us wore those rainbow glasses, it would be the end
Zach,
of it.
Zach, can we trade for a second?
Yeah, do you want to be dressed like Gay Judah Friedlander?
I do.
But I like... I'm not saying this passive-aggressively. Like, I like... Like, it's the whole thing together, and it's like, yeah, this is what I do.
Zach, how are your eyes the least functional part of your body? This is crazy, dude.
First of all, you suddenly look like Mad Dog for some reason. I don't know why, but you putting those glasses on made you look like Mad Dog.
And not for nothing, I look hot. The reality is everyone's looking at this right... Shannon? Shannon,
you look like somebody dressed you while you were asleep.
Yeah,
Shannon,
yeah.
You woke up at a frat party.
It looks like an Instagram filter.
Yeah, I don't love it.
Yeah,
they put this out on Pride Month.
It looks like the glasses should be doing this.
I like it. I look fucking good. I'm telling you right now. Let me take a picture. Shannon, hold on. I'm blind.
I wish you wear crazy shit. I look so nuts. It doesn't work.
I know. I'm getting a little sillier as I'm getting older. The glasses that I wear, the fucking, that whole look.
No, but that stuff, I mean, like it still looks, it looks more hardcore than silly to me. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't, like, it's, like, we give you shit about it, but it looks like you're going into a tough guy kind of thing. It doesn't look silly. Like that looks silly on you, but not on Zach. Zach pulls it off.
How fucking blind are you, dude?
Incredibly.
That's crazy. Is that what you see? Like, I don't understand the way it works. So how do you see? Do you see the way that I see with your glasses on?
No, I see everything super, super blurry.
Well, that's what I see with your glasses on. Yeah, and it hurts like hell.
You know what I'm at? The one thing I wish I could pull off, and I know I can't, fur coat. Man, I would love to rock a fucking fur coat.
Ari does that. Ari dresses with the sillies.
Ari makes me sick.
He does.
The way he dresses. I'm so sick of Ari's ironic fashions.
Yeah.
I want to punch Ari in his dumb head sometime.
It sucks because I got to go. When I go to a wedding, I have to go and like get a suit that looks good. And I have to actually, the way women shop, where I got to fucking like try it on, look in the mirror, go back. No, that doesn't fit. Go to the tailor. It fucking sucks. Ari will go to a thrift shop and be like, it's a $19 suit. I'll buy it right now.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he puts it on. And it's just silly, and it's got high waters, but it's funny because he puts on really high socks, like pink silly socks. I know it's infuriating.
It sickens me. The
and his chick's pretty cute too.
His chick is super cool, super cute, very nice lady, very fun to talk to. But here's the thing. When I say fur coat, this is what I mean. Dante Nero showed up at the stand the other night wearing a fucking blue fur. And I was like, and he looked awesome. And I was like, I wish I could pull off.
I know the exact. He looks like Sully from Monsters, Inc.
Yeah. it's hilarious. But he rolled in. He just looked so fucking boss. Look at this. He's pulling it off. He's pulling off a fucking blue fur. I was like, if I wore that, I would look like an asshole.
But any black guy can pull off fur.
It's not. If Keith wore a blue fur, if Keith Robbins wore a blue fur, it would look idiotic.
Yeah.
It would look Someone idiotic. Help me with the left arm on this.
It would look idiotic because he tried to put it on.
Yeah. It would look
He's
idiotic.
Just spinning in a circle.
Will Savince in a blue fur would look idiotic.
Yeah.
Dante in a blue fur, pimp.
No, but I think most black guys could pull it off. I think
Patrice could have pulled it off.
Yeah. Dante. He did pull it off. Patrice would wear crazy shit like that.
I think it's got to do with your. I think if you're a big imposing dude,
I agree. That's but got I, a lot I would to never. I would never. It. My thing that I'm trying to do now. I'm never trying to dress nice ever again. If for a wedding I have to, but for a meeting, the nicest I'm ever going to dress is jeans and a fucking t-shirt. I'm going to buy a nice watch eventually. I'm going to get a really nice watch eventually because I think that's important. Just have a really nice watch, a nice pair of shoes. That's really all you fucking need. I've worked too hard to have to worry about what I'm going to wear.
I do.
And there's something about that. I see people that are, it's one of two ways. Either people dress like they were a fucking worth $1 million, or you're like, why is that guy dressed like a fucking scrub? And you find out he's super successful.
I do caps. I do what's called a capsule wardrobe.
What's that?
It means a wardrobe where you don't have to think about what you're going to put on. So you have a lot of repeats in your wardrobe. But enough versatility that you look like you're not wearing the same thing every day. So I have like a shitload of white V-necks, shitload of black V-necks, shitload of gray V-necks. I have a bunch of flannels and jackets and jeans that are different colors that'll go over any one of those things in any combination.
Right.
So it's always simple. But I take my nod for dressing from my favorite rappers. It's like have crisp sneakers on.
Backwards jeans.
Backwards jeans. Have a nice hat on. Crisp tee, jeans. It's so simple, dude. Yeah. But it's like you never have to think. You never have to get dressed up. Nice watch will dress it up a little bit. Yeah. But you know, it's like I'm with you, dude. I'm never putting on a fucking sweater.
Yeah.
Like unless it's like one to just throw over a t-shirt. Anybody I'm never putting on a collared shirt and a sweater ever again. I'm never buying another fucking. You know, like this is a flannel. You throw this over something. I'm never buying a fucking collared cotton crisp shirt that I have to iron and fuck all that.
It just seems like a lot. I think you may be, it has to be built into you as a kid. You have to be like when you're in middle school, you have to be the kid who gives a fuck about what you're dressed like and the sneakers you have on how crisp you look. I can't. There's also, I don't know any
I like
fucking,
having a nice pair of sneakers on.
What woman wants a man that really gives a fuck about what he looks like that much? Like, that makes you fucking...
Chicks like that. Chicks like to see that you... Listen, this is what women like. It's pride in... It's two things. It's pride in your appearance, that you're not a fucking slob. And it's also, women like when you subtly kind of have a little... trust me, when they go... I noticed how you fucking all right, you know. Like, I'm not saying you got to come in a cashmere top coat, you know, in a three-piece suit. But women do notice when it connects a little
bit.
It's
a different type of woman. So some women...
When you have taste. Women like taste.
I think it's one of two ways, right? So it's different types of women, okay? I think some women go, oh, this guy is caring way too much about his fucking accessories, how much he smells good, his haircut is trimmed up. And that is fucking faggy to a lot of chicks. And for me, that's what I look at it as being kind of faggy. I think there's other chicks that are just kind of like, yeah, dude, that guy doesn't give a fuck about what he's wearing. He's comfortable in his fucking skin. He's got a shitty pair of jeans on. He's just there. I think there's something attractive about that with a lot of women. That's how I get chicks, dude. I'm telling you right now, because I don't give a fuck and I get only hot chicks.
But you do give a fuck. And
Not really.
Yes, you do. And here's how you give a fuck. A chick looks at you and doesn't see jeans and a t-shirt. She sees the glasses, the fucking mustache. You got a look going on, dude. There's a difference between a look that isn't expensive or overindulgent or whatever term you want to put, or overly manicured, and just throwing some shit together.
Yeah.
All right? Like a dude that comes out and just a fucking... You know, look, I'm not saying a guy that wears just a sweatpants and mom jeans or a sweatshirt and mom jeans isn't going to get laid. He can, but a lot more is going to have to go into personality.
That's also that's kind of my outfit.
It's not, dude. I'm telling you. Given what you just said about what you want to do, you care. I'm telling you, it's the same thing I do.
Yeah.
It's like you come out with just a little something to show, like, look, I give this much of a fuck and I have enough taste to put a simple outfit together. To me, that's like, it's like when chicks go to your apartment, dude, they don't want to see you living out of Tupperware.
Yeah.
If you have women come to your apartment and you got a little bit of art up on the walls, you know what I mean?
That's my new thing.
The couch pops off the shelves, whatever. There's just enough coordination in there.
It put a little bit of effort will go a really, really, really long way.
Yes.
So it's like,
I think, by the way, all of us at one point have been so excited to have one piece of Wayne's boyfriend's Ray's art.
Yeah.
Because we're like, that looks like we know somebody who actually does art.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I have a decent amount of art on my walls now because that's what happened. When Kim moved in with me, she started making the apartment kind of nice because before she moved in, I didn't really give a fuck. It was a weird thing. It was a weird timing because I remember my son, I always had it in my mind that we started having like real memories at 4 because that's when I started remembering shit. So I remember I was always like, well, by the time my son is like 4, my apartment needs to kind of be nice. I need to be making money. I need to be... no, it's hot as fuck in here, Shannon.
Yeah, why is this thing not...
Oh. You have the heater on? Thanks, Joe.
I didn't know how to do it right. I didn't know how to do it.
I remember I sort of had the thing, and then Kim moved in. It was just a timing thing, and she started making the apartment a little more homely and a little more nice. And then when she ended up moving out, I ended up going even further and buying, like, more shit for the place. And now that I bring chicks over... You could just see they're like slightly impressed because most dudes that they're going home with. Oh yeah, there's my new piece of art, Joe, that I just bought. That's my fucking birch trees on my fucking wall. Yeah, doggy.
That's nice.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Shannon. That's what I showed Shannon when I was trying to get Shannon to come over and fuck.
Dude, like, even my fucking, and this is a thing people make fun of because they can't imagine how it could look cool in an apartment, but it can and it does. But even my fucking vintage Star Wars arcade machine from 1983 that I had fucking refurbished that looks brand new. Like, somebody sees that in your apartment, they're like, that's fucking cool, man. Yeah. Like, what the fuck? That's because it looks like a fucking piece of art.
Well, it's a conversation piece.
Yeah.
Well, you also need your home needs to feel lived in. I've never had a home for so long. Even as a fucking kid, I never feel like I had a home. So you never just get little fucking doodads and trinkets and shit that you fucking put on your shelves. And just like, it's just, you have to live in a place for a long time because by the time I was collecting somebody to put on a fucking shelf, I was already either kicked out, moving into another apartment, moving into some other fucking sublet. And I was throwing out half my shit because I couldn't rent a big enough truck and I could only rent a man with a van. Like, there's so much of that right up until, like, I have letters from my mom. This is literally the saddest thing in the fucking world. I had letters from my mom that they were too hard to read. When I got them, she died, and she like wrote me a bunch of like letters about how she was sorry about the way she treated me probably as a kid, and I was just too bitter and sad to read them as like a 23-year-old kid when I got them, and just throughout the years, I just lost them. Mm-hmm. Just like letters that are just gone.
I thought they were in a safe. Weren't they in the safe?
Well, I don't know. I have no idea. I couldn't get in that safe because I didn't remember the combination, so I sold the safe without a combination for like $40 at a stoop sale, and some dude was like, yeah, I'll buy it. So there's just some dude that's like reading my sad letters from my dead mom. So, yeah, I got problems.
Hey, you know, it hurts. Everybody
that's not like the end of a. That's not at the end, like the end of an AA qualification. You know, they go through the. Forget it. I thought it was funny.
All right, gents, let's take a quick second and talk about Ridge Wallet, which I fucking love, dude.
You live by it now.
I live by the Ridge. I'll tell you right now, having I lost my Ridge, bought a regular wallet, and was really disappointed. Having a big lumpy fucking shit wallet in my back pocket, it just didn't feel right. I loved the side pocket Ridge. It's very slick, very sleek. It's a minimalist wallet. You're not keeping a bunch of things in your wallet. I got a little clip on it this time. I didn't do the strap. I did the clip this time. So it's got a money clip attached to it. So you put your cash right in the money clip. And then you put your cards, your license, your credit card, your ID, whatever it is, right in this little slot. It is really, really beautiful. Very, very high end. It makes you feel like you're a fucking $1 million. Okay. It's a great conversation piece. You pull it out. I'm going to tell you right now, you pull out your Ridge wallet in front of a chick. She's going to be like, whoa, this guy is a classy motherfucker. And I want to suck on his dick. The Ridge is...
Plus, she can see exactly how much money you have.
Exactly. It's very, very simple. Okay? It's got over 30,000 five-star reviews, and it's a way better way to carry around your cash or anything else, okay? Right now, if you go to ridge.com/RAP and use the promo code RAP, you're going to save 10% off your entire order. This is a great holiday gift. If you have a friend, boyfriend, uncle, father, whatever it is, somebody that, you know, you're looking for something for that fucking man in your life, the Ridge Wallet is a perfect gift for the holiday season. The price point is great. It feels like you're getting them something that's really, really valuable. And it has a lifetime warranty on it. And free returns if you don't like it. So you're going to love this thing. I'm going to tell you right now, go to ridge.com/RAP. Use that promo code RAP and grab yourself a Ridge Wallet today. All right, where were we? So let's go on real quick. Let's get some plugs out of the way. We got a little bit more time left of the show. We got about an hour and 15 on today's show. DeRosa, what do you have to plug, my brother?
Well, the podcast with me and Corinne is coming soon. It's not really pluggable yet because we don't have a home or it's not posted or whatever. So when does this come out?
This will be out on iTunes on Thursday.
Okay, so my new record, I Go to Atlanta All the Time, is out digitally for purchase only. It is not streaming. It's on iTunes and Amazon. Please go buy it. It's doing very well on the charts. In fact, I'm looking up the chart position right now. Comedy chart. Oh, somebody knew it came into... Oh, you bastard. All right. It's hanging on. It's at number 6 right now on the iTunes charts. It was at number 2 last week. Thank you to everybody that bought it. Anyway, go pick that up. It's going to be a lot of... I almost just said it's going to be a lot of fun. Kill me. What else? This comes out Thursday?
Yeah.
I'm in Roebling, New Jersey for a charity event on Saturday, this coming Saturday. And then I've got shows in Royers Ford, Pennsylvania, all around Thanksgiving. Should go to joederosainfo.com for the dates and info on all those gigs. Come on out if you can. And my other podcast, We'll See You in Hell, available only on Patreon. 2 episodes per month. Go check it out.
Zach Amico.
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show here on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, every Friday at midnight. Comics watching horror movies. And I will be at Pro Wrestling Magic in Ridgefield Park, New Jersey this Saturday night.
A lot of stuff coming up, guys. Louis J. Gomez presents. LouisJGomez.com is the website. This Friday, 22nd of November, I'll be at White Plains Comedy Club. Come out if you're in the White Plains, New York area. That's really... It's a little bit north of the city. Then me and Kurt Metzger are getting out there on tour. We're kicking things off. Shakespeare's Pub, lower level, December 5th, Thursday in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Then we're heading over to Detroit on the 6th and the 7th. Then I'll personally be at Bananas Comedy Club the 13th and 14th of December. Legion of Skanks New Year's Eve at the Comedy Store, live podcast and live stand-up show. Then back with Kurt Metzger on the 2nd through 4th, the Comedy Company, or American Comedy Company, rather, in San Diego, California. Punchline in Philly, the 17th, 18th, and 19th. Laugh Boston, the 23rd through the 25th of January. Then lots more dates coming up in February, March, even April, I think we're going into. And obviously, Skankfest coming up March 27th to 29th. Get those tickets at skankfest.net. Leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review. Love the reviews. 1 reviewer every month on iTunes. We give away a free piece of merch, too, good or bad. Grab all of our merch on podcastmerch.com. I know a lot of people have been buying podcast merch, and we had a fucking really rough month where we just got inundated with orders as we launched a new website, as we hired a new manager for the, it was so much, and we got behind by a few weeks at least on a lot of orders. And I know some people were fucking complaining about that, but I promise you that those problems are behind us, guys. If you guys want to grab the latest merch for Real Ass Podcast, Legion of Skanks, and anything else network-wise and shows off the network as well, podcastmerch.com is a place to do it. A lot of really cool designs coming out for the holidays. And we are, I believe, have everything. At the end of the day, I think everything is officially shipped and we're back ahead of everything. So please keep on supporting that business. It's growing. Also, if you love the show, every episode of this show that we've ever done is available at gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP, get a 14-day free trial, get access to this show, Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me podcast, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Dave Smith's Part of the Problem, Joss the Show, Michael Malice's Show, Tommy Dreamer's Show, Kurt Metzger's Show. So many incredible shows here on the network. $7 a month, you get access to the entire on-demand library, thousands of hours of content to just sift through and have a great time listening to and watching.
All right. You are good, man.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah, you know how to plug, dude.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah.
So, what happened? Let's do Does It Live, Shannon, real quick. What we got here? This is a good one.
I'm sorry. I have to put it in post. I don't have it.
You don't have it?
No, I don't I don't have the drop.
The drop, wow. Sorry, get on your fucking shit.
I know.
Does it live or does it die?
That's so much better.
Go ahead. All right, what do we got here, Shannon?
Okay, hold on. Sorry,
Joe, this is a game we play. We have to figure out if the subject at hand lives or dies just from the beginning of the video clip.
Okay.
So this is two antelopes fighting. Am I correct?
Yes. One sec.
I'm very cool.
Making sure I don't show you the end.
Don't show me the end. All right, here we go. I didn't see any antelopes, Shannon.
It looked like smoke.
I didn't see any. What the fuck was that, Shannon?
It's real quick. Hold on.
God damn it. There was no antelopes.
All right.
There, hold on. It was just quick. I'm going to go back to the beginning ones.
This is why I don't pay them. That's why I refuse.
I owe you money for that.
Oh, here they are.
Okay.
Aw, that's cute. They're cute. They're going to live. They're cute little baby antelopes. It's like when chicks get mad at each other and start fighting. They can't hurt each other.
Yeah, no, this is...
Look, their tails are wagging. It's adorable. All right, then we pause it. Well, what are you thinking?
But I mean, is it a misdirection where one of them suddenly gets stabbed by accident?
I'm thinking one accidentally breaks the other's neck and he's got to drag him around now.
Or like a hyena comes in and just grabs one by the neck and fucking starts tearing its head off.
I mean, it's playing... Given the music, I don't think they would be that devious, so I'm going to say it lives.
Yeah, that's actually a good point. I feel like nobody would have produced that with that type of music to fucking... Yeah.
Unless that music takes a hard turn.
Yeah.
No, I think, like, I don't think that they're that devious on those.
You see a spear and it's Dante in his fur coat?
What do you... I feel like, here's the thing, it's one of two ways here, because it does feel like it's going to be a misdirection. It feels like those antelopes are about to fucking get killed, and it doesn't...
Right.
You know, because it's so obviously just them playing friendly, and it's cute, and I feel like we would guess that they lived. But you're right, Joe. I mean, what type of, unless it's a production genius who's trying to set us up for this.
Well, I don't think, my point is I don't think it's necessarily, I just don't think they would do a setup like that on a show like that. I think it's not the kind of show where they're trying to shock
you
the
say
audience.
They live. They you live. Say.
I'm going to go die. Just you're, keep it fresh.
Because you got to be difficult.
Wishful thinking.
Yeah.
Because you got to be
I'm going to say, I hope they die, and I think they're going to die. I think there's going to be a bloody death right now. Shannon, continue the video. Keep the volume up. Oh, what did I tell you? What did I fucking tell you? What did I tell you? It fucking died, dude, because a cheetah came in and fucked its world up.
Why would they do that on this
it's
show?
It's a lioness. Joe's sad now.
I mean, why would they do that on this show?
Good.
It's just like a show that like old people watch.
Thank you, Shannon. Thank you for that fucking antelope death. It means nothing to me, an antelope dying.
I mean, it doesn't mean anything to me, but I just don't get why they would do that on this show. This is a show that like 90-year-olds are going to watch.
Yeah. Or children.
Are you trying to kill these fucking... Yeah,
exactly. They got to learn the fucking...
Well, maybe give them a little warning.
Survival of the fittest.
I can't stop quoting your son watching Lion King, by the way.
Which one? which quote?
What's for dinner, Mufasa?
Oh, yeah. What's for dinner? Mufasa. He didn't give a shit.
That's he didn't really give a shit about that at all.
All right.
Did you the new one or the original?
The new one we watched.
How was it?
It was good. I liked it, but my son was not sad enough. But he was already desensitized to it. That's why. I think he would have been very sad had he had just seen it for the first time with me.
The I'm present, by the way. I'm sending documents to this broker, which sure, is why dude. I'm typing on my phone as I talk to you.
Yeah.
Is that okay, or are you going to like be mad at me about
I'm not
that?
Mad at you, dog. You're just fucking just moving into an apartment right now, and you're paying a real estate agent.
Yes. Yes.
Driving you out of your mind, huh?
It's not driving me out of my mind. It's just, you know, I got to fucking, you know, it's just, yeah, it's driving me out of my mind. Yeah,
it's a weird industry that shouldn't exist. Nobody should ever know. Like, nobody should ever be involved in that process. You don't need somebody to list the apartments now. With the internet, the way it works, like, any landlord...
And you think they have, like, access, but then you go there and you see them just ring everyone's bell...
Yeah, of course.
...hoping to be let in the building with
yeah.
you.
It's terrible. Yeah.
So I'm just sending him these things as we talk, because time is becoming of the essence. But I don't want you to think that I'm not tuned in. I am tuned in.
You got it, bro.
I'm tuned in. Are we going to watch another fucking animal clip?
No. It's all good. We only got a few minutes left in the show.
That's the end?
No, we got about 5 to 10 minutes left.
What do you want to do? What do you want to talk about?
Well, do you want to talk?
I feel like we never share anything.
I share a lot. We've been sharing so much. Me and Zach fucking went to hell and back on this episode.
Me and you, not you and... I don't give a fuck about you and Zach.
We're going to fucking Tool tonight, baby boy.
Dude, can I tell you this?
What?
I'm going to get fucked up tonight.
You get fucked up? I'm going to get a little fucked up, too.
Thank God we're not doing this tomorrow morning.
Yeah. Well, I'm doing Real Ass Podcast tomorrow even earlier at 11 a.m.
Oh, boy.
But I don't give a shit, dude. I'm a soldier of fucking God.
Why would you not move that?
Why?
Yeah.
I have a busy life, Joe. I can't just fucking move around things. The studio, Shannon has other shows to produce. The studio shows
take a day off for yourself and say, you know.
No, we just took off yesterday. I'm making up today's yesterday. This is the makeup show for yesterday.
Okay. All right. Well.
Plus, we do have fans that listen live.
Yeah, like they want to fucking watch the show live. They want to be a part of it, Joe. Maybe you're not here live. You're not with us, but they are. They're not fucking texting their brokers right now. They're fucking watching the show.
I just had to send 4 bank account statements.
And now you are officially broker.
Yeah, exactly. That's why they call them brokers, folks.
Shannon. Damn, I'm good.
That's why they call them brokers.
Damn, I'm good.
That is a good bit. You could probably sell that off to...
somebody.
You know, Rich Little or something like that, you know?
All right, real quick. Last story we will talk about right here. A lot of good notes today, guys. I really appreciate you guys. Let's talk about Pete Davidson's newest girlfriend. I haven't seen her.
Who am I going to be mad about now?
Does Pete Davidson's love life also make you furious?
It makes everybody furious.
Doggy, I'm the only one talking about it, though. Everyone's like, dude, get over it. Okay? I'm like, no!
No.
That's fucking crazy. This motherfucker dates all the chicks that I want to date. I haven't even seen the newest one.
He's going out. I think he's going out with
Cindy Crawford's daughter now.
Wait, yeah. he's already not dating Annie McDowell's daughter anymore?
He's already done with that bitch. He already threw her
who
to the side.
Who is one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen.
Crazy. So
and
hot.
Insanely talented.
This is Cindy Crawford's daughter? Shut up.
Yes, that's her.
She's the hotter Cindy Crawford.
Yeah.
Wow. Yes.
I mean, look.
Let's see more pictures of her,
she's
Shannon.
She's a cute girl, she's but ridiculous. She's very pretty.
She's nowhere near as hot as Cindy Crawford, you're saying?
No, she's not.
Stop. Get Cindy Crawford's old ass out of the shots. I want some fucking bikini shots of Cindy Crawford's daughter. What's her name?
She's a little too boyish
Kaya
for me.
Kaya something. Hold on one sec. I'll
a little too boyish for me.
Kaya, good for you, Pete.
And also, too,
Kaya
she's
Jordan Gerber.
What does she do? That last Annie McDowell's daughter is like one of the most talented actors to come, like to like she is so fucking talented. It's like that is a jackpot. You know what I mean? That is a fucking jackpot. Ariana Grande, I never knew her. I'm not into her music, but that's a jackpot. It's talent and beauty.
I mean,
this girl, as far as I can tell, is just a cute daughter of Cindy Crawford, who's real skinny.
You don't fucking know her.
You don't know her either.
But I'm saying I know as much as you know.
Little
she
bitch.
Might be fucking. She's perfect. Look at her. She's a model. Let me see.
She's cute. I mean, she's very hot, but I mean, like, that's not enough to carry it for me.
Yeah. That's all I need.
I was mad about What's Her Face. I was mad about What's Her Face, Underworld.
Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah, because I was like, Kate Beckinsale was hot as shit and talented.
Yeah.
And like, he destroyed her pussy. She was in the hospital.
That's a fucking woman, dude. I want a woman.
No, I don't want that at all,
fuck
dude.
About
I'm
these
sick
cute
of it,
ass
dude.
Girls.
No, dude. First of all, women,
I want a woman.
Women with talent are fucking lunatics.
So are men with talent.
I know. There's only room for one of us in this relationship.
I want, listen.
So that's why I need a woman with talent.
I want one of those passionate.
You could have said room.
I want to sit in Nancy. I want to end up dead in a motel somewhere.
That's my. I got this. I'm not dating comics anymore. I'm not fucking comics anymore. Yeah, every time I put my dick into a comic, it gets me into trouble. I'm just not doing it anymore. These fucking bitches are nuts.
Well, it might be a you problem more than a them problem.
Maybe. I don't know. They shouldn't fuck me either. Nobody should fuck me. Are you crazy? If you lay down, spread your legs for me, and go enter me, you're fucked up, ladies.
Hey, look, you got a good point. I can't argue it.
It's fucking nuts, but they do it.
I can't argue it. I don't know, man. Yeah, I hear you, dude. I hear you. I got to get more tattoos.
What the fuck is going on with you lately, Joe?
I don't know why I'm not pulling the trigger on these things, but I got to. I'm sorry. I was just looking at your tattoo, and I was like, oh, I got to.
Thanks, bro.
I'm overdue.
All right, we're going to fucking wrap this one. This has been a really fun
show. Now it's cold as balls in here.
Well, we should have put this air conditioning on earlier. Thanks for listening to today's Real Ass Podcast. We appreciate Joe DeRosa coming in. We'll be back tomorrow. Who do we got on tomorrow?
Thanks for having me, buddy.
Who do we have tomorrow, Shannon?
Dave Temple so far.
Dave Temple. We're blacking it up tomorrow. It's Black Day on Real Ass Podcast. We're going to be fucking doing all black topic shit. We need another black comic, okay? We're going to do a Black Day. Thanks so much for listening to Real Ass Podcast. We'll be back tomorrow. Peace.
That's all, folks.